Bracing for a possible tropical storm. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Much of South and Central Florida is under a tropical storm warning this morning, as what may become the first tropical storm of the Atlantic season bears down on the state.
The storm is coming from the Gulf side of Florida, but it will soak all of the southern part of the peninsula.
This may not be the full hurricane that oftentimes comes to our shores, but it is a wake-up call.
Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trantalis, each town is handing out sandbags to residents in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Lots of questions about why a man entered a Los Angeles hospital emergency room yesterday and stabbed a doctor and two nurses, critically injuring one of them. Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton says they don't believe the man was targeting a specific person.
Our initially arriving officers were able to contain him to a room inside of the emergency room, and we were able to evacuate all of the people inside of the emergency room, the first floor, and the adjacent offices, while our officers held him inside of that closed location.
The three victims rushed to the trauma center at the Northridge Hospital Medical Center as their ER is evacuated and locked down.
Ed Laskos with Fox 11 Los Angeles. Police arrested the attacker after a five-hour standoff and say he has a lengthy criminal record. Federal agents arrested former Trump advisor Peter Navarro yesterday on charges of defying the House January 6th committee. The charge is contempt of Congress, but he sees it differently.
This was a preemptive strike by the Department of Justice to prevent my civil suit from going forward, and shame on them.
Meantime, the DOJ has decided not to file similar charges against former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Deputy Chief Dan Scavino. That's according to a letter from the DOJ to a House attorney. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Employers added more jobs than expected in May, but that may not be good news because wage pressures could make inflation worse.
Even though inflation is actually crushing Americans, the president is praising the new job numbers. This is regardless of the out-of-control gas prices and gripped supply chain. The report shows 390,000 jobs were created in May, which does beat expectations, but it also fell short of April's 428,000 jobs created.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A man who became famous for his role in the Netflix series Tiger King is behind bars again. The FBI arrested Bhagavan Antal, also known as Doc, in South Carolina last night. TMZ reports the arrest is connected to money laundering charges. In the past, he's been charged with multiple felonies for trafficking and abusing exotic animals. Activist cheering his latest arrest. A military group plans to march today to demand a congressional hearing over a toxic issue.
The Military Accountability and Transparency Alliance is marching today in Washington, D.C. to raise awareness around contamination at over 600 military installations in the U.S., some of which are closed, but some of which people still live near. They say they want a congressional hearing into the devastating health effects chemicals and even radiation have caused military families. They cite things like the oil spill at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam and the lawsuit filed by people who used to live on and near George Air Force Base in California. The group plans to end their march at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And gasoline prices jumped another 5 cents yesterday. AAA reports that the national average now is $4.81 a gallon. And that is up more than 11 cents just in the past day. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.